All right. Call a meeting to order. Start with a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we're still holding meetings under the COVID-19 protocols, extended till August now, by Governor Cuomo. Trustee Forte is calling in, he's on the line, so all board members are present. So open the floor for public comment. Yes?
I take this down so I can talk.
Yeah.
So, I'm here because I am concerned. I was talking to, let me start. I'm speaking on behalf of the Beautification Committee. Although we have not held a meeting, as an organized meeting, due to obviously the circumstances surrounding, and Kurt resigning back in December, we really haven't organized to do things, and events kind of have gone by the way. However, in speaking with the people that have, specifically Jeanette Scott, who's been our groundskeeper for the last, what, 7, 10 years, is quite upset that whomever, and I don't know who it was because I did not see anybody, went down to the square, chopped down, the American Legion had put up like a, you want to call it a hedgerow or greenery around the memorial, and then Mike Needham, when he was putting up the baseball thing, had seen whoever the individuals are over by the electrical thing, has ripped out the trellis and a 10-year-old climbing clematis. So I don't know who the gardener is, but you know, we've worked hard to beautify the village, and I mean, you've lost Jeanette now. She's really upset. So I don't know who it was. I'm just bringing it to the board's attention.
Yeah, well, I'll look into it, have some discussion, and we'll see what we can find out.
Okay, that would be appreciated. And then secondly, I just want to make sure that you're aware, you know, you have a basketball court now.
I saw that it was put up on Facebook.
Yeah.
So there were some questions going around. I did look into it. So it's on private property, obviously. But there is signage that's recommended that should be over there that is not. So I'm gonna talk to the, I guess the town youth committee is the one that put it over there.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
And they're saying that you can have, I mean, there's gatherings now up to like 10 people or something, and I haven't seen.
I think gatherings can have up to 50, but.
But I haven't seen that many people over there to begin with, so. So we are aware of it, though.
Oh, I'm just letting you know. I think it's a great addition to the village, FYI. I think it's a welcomed thing, and I see a lot of kids are over there. And then secondly, the Nassau Community Connections, you might be aware of that. We're now, you know, a non-for-profit. We have our 501(c)(3). We've submitted a building permit to Kevin to revamp the Methodist Church Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sitting there, but I just wanted to make you aware that we have that organization now, which is having a chicken barbecue on the 26th of July, which is takeout from the VFW, and that will support the 2 food pantries as well as the Sunshine Fund. So all the proceeds will go to them, and actually every dinner sold is a proceed because Regeneron has sponsored the entire dinner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
So if anybody's interested, they can certainly contact.
Yeah, I gotta get some, I gotta order some dinners.
Jeanette's looking for you.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
Just letting you know, Jeanette is on purpose.
Oh, she called. I know, okay. She called the house. So.
And that's it. Thank you.
Okay.
I have a comment, but not as the clerk, just as a village resident. Does anyone know or have any knowledge to where the ball sign went? Didn't it used to say like James B. Lamb or whatever ballpark? Okay, so it's not there.
I don't know.
And I know that the two ball fields merged, which is fine for them because they're going to be able to have more teams. But I'm just wondering if anyone's aware of the fact of whether they're putting up a new sign that says Nassau Stratford, because I don't really think that's a great idea. This is still the Nassau Field. And it was named after a specific person, wasn't it? And
yeah,
all contributed
James
to the
Lamb was a judge.
Yeah, but I just, I mean, does anybody have to ask permission for that?
Who does that, the Little League?
Whose property is it?
The property belongs to the fire company, and it is leased to the Nassau Baseball Association. I think it's like a 99-year lease.
Yeah, I see. It's my understanding they're buying it now.
Well, there was talk of that, but I don't, I think there's some issues with it because they can't subdivide it.
Right.
So they're not going to be able to purchase it, the last I heard, because, and mostly it's because of the rail, not the rail trail, but because of National Grid, they're right away there. When they cut that off from the firehouse, which is has an entrance from Chatham Street, it becomes landlocked. And in the new, all the new ordinances, they will not let you subdivide a property if it landlocks one piece of it. So that was the problem they ran into. So I think that in the end, things are going to remain the same, that they're going to be operating under the lease agreement, and I don't think they're going to follow through with the subdivision.
So they're like their own entity?
Nassau
they
Baseball?
They don't need permission from anybody to make decisions?
It doesn't belong to the village. It's not a village property.
Okay.
It's private property.
Well, because it belongs to the firehouse. But the actual baseball association itself, who oversees that?
They have a president. They have a board.
So can they change the name if they want to? Even though that was a donated sign from years ago from somebody's family?
Well, I mean, we could talk to them and, I'd have to find out who the president is.
But I just don't know where the sign went to. And it seemed like it went down after they merged with Stratford Field in Lebanon or something. So maybe they're putting up a new sign. I hope not. It's never been the Nassau Stratford Field. It always was the James B. Lamb. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'd like to see it still be called. That's
well,
just my opinion.
I'll find out who's in charge and you can voice your opinion.
Bet I will.
Anything else?
You can't change history.
Well, no, you can't change history, but
it's not right.
Things do change. But I'll look into, I'll find out who the president is and we can talk to him. All right, moving on. Approve the minutes for the June 2020 board meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
I'll second.
Second by Rich. Questions, alterations, changes? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. June 2020 Treasurer's Report. Entertain a motion to accept the Treasurer's Report.
I'll make it.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Any questions on the Treasurer's Report? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.
Year end is still tabled.
Year end still tabled?
It's not done yet.
Okay. Table. Old business, playground use. We're getting some questions from residents. They're asking about the opening of the playground. I know that in the last go around, the playgrounds were specifically excluded from opening under the open areas stuff that was open for parks and whatnot. However, late June, when they started to allow for athletic teams to play, playgrounds were included in that, but I unfortunately didn't pick up on that. But anyway, I did find out about it. I got a query on that and found out that it is available to be opened. So we need to figure out how we want to do this now, because I looked up the thing. Did you make copies of the rules?
Everybody has one, yeah. I put it in their file.
Okay, everybody's got the rule thing. So what they're asking is that under the guidelines, they're asking that we post that social distancing and hand sanitizing is a must, they're supposed to ask them to sanitize before coming into the onto the playground. If they or any of the children are coughing and sneezing, that they sanitize at that time, and then they sanitize again when they leave. So the rules that I came up with, there are a couple other ones I wanted to put on here, is that we wanted to make sure that folks know that it's open for, for the use of families, you know, that are local. So the park is for family play, no organized play dates are going to be allowed. So we're not going to use it as, you know, a place for all the kids in the neighborhood to meet there and, you know, have a large gathering and all that stuff. The playground equipment is for children 10 years and younger. You know, so trying to make it known that, you know, we don't want the teenagers over there playing on the monkey bars and sitting on the house and that kind of stuff. Wearing of masks and or social distancing is required at all times. Visitors shall supply their own masks and sanitizers. Visitors shall sanitize their hands upon arrival to the park after sneezing or coughing and at the completion of their visit. So these are the rules. They recommend that they get posted at every entrance to the park or every 30 feet if it's the entrance area is more than 30 feet wide. And at the bottom I put on a disclaimer just because it's really at the discretion of the village whether this park is open or not. And so I'm putting on a disclaimer that Ben Stanley Park is open at the discretion of the village board. Failure to adhere to the above rules may result in the park being closed. So, I mean, we just really don't want this to become, you know, a place for, you know, kids to get infected and that kind of stuff. So as long as everybody's operating the way it's supposed to, I think it's a good thing. And I think we can have some places for the kids to go. But if it becomes a congregating place for large groups, then I think we'll have to revisit it.
My only question is, should we have something in here that, since you're really, the goal here is to target young children, 10 and under,
mm-hmm.
something that they should be accompanied by an adult, because 10-year-olds are not going to clean equipment, they're not going to wash their hands, they're not, just not going to do that. We're an adult.
Well, I don't know. I think
being more responsible.
Well, they would be, but I think requiring an adult for kids of that age might be cumbersome too. I mean, if they're out on the street and the playground's open, they're going to go there. I think these are. I'm looking at something that we don't really have to police, other than just observe. So, you know, I think, you know, we get it open, we put the rules up, and we'll post them out on the website, we'll send a blast out so folks in the village know that it's going to be open. We'll keep an eye on it, see how it goes, and take it from there. I think requiring a parent to be there with, you know, kids might be cumbersome on the parents, especially if they're still working from home and they just want to let the kids out of the house for a while. But I don't know. I mean, it goes back to the same thing with the basketball court. You know, you go over there and, you know, we've had complaints for that. There's 6 or 8 kids over there. None of them are wearing masks. They're all talking. They're all right next to each other. It's like, well, you know, they're guidelines. There's no rule of law that covers any of this stuff. So what do you think? Do you want to ride with this, or do you want me to add something about kids got to be, and what the rest of you think? Got to be accompanied by adults.
I think the rules should be, I think it'll be all right, because I think any children that are 10 years or younger are going to be accompanied by an adult anyways, unless, you know, especially after hours. when I say after hours, you know, prior to dusk.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should post it and then see what happens. And sure, there might be getting a bigger congregation of older kids there than the younger kids.
Well, so, well, at least we can, you know, we can address that.
I like the rules as they are. I just think we need to watch, you know, to ensure that they're being followed. And, you know, maybe we fall back on requiring adults if, you know, if we find that the kids aren't following the rules. I think there's sort of a, we could implement additional requirements before we, you know, decide to close it down if there are any problems.
Mm-hmm. Anything?
No. Yeah.
So consensus is we'll go with what we got for now?
All right, I'll copy it onto bright colored paper and we'll laminate it and put it out there on grade 6.
All right.
30 feet.
Yeah, and we'll see if we can get that done by Friday and have the park open for the weekend, send the blast out on Friday.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Village-wide garage sale.
Yes, I'm getting phone calls about when that garage sales are allowed now and when might we reschedule the garage sale. I don't have a suggestion.
Well,
I mean, people have to wear their masks walking around. I mean, that's a give all.
So what do you think? Do we want to wait till September or do we want to do it this summer?
Well, I'm thinking we might have a bigger crisis in September. We're going to do it, we should do it while the numbers are lower.
Well, here. We need enough
That's
time. We have to put it out far enough that people get information out there that, you know, they can get it advertised. The village residents know what's going on. So I think you're talking at least, you know, 3 to 4 weeks. You got to be at least 3 to 4 weeks in advance, right? Wouldn't you think?
Right, so sometime in August would be fine. We're at, you know, July 8th right now.
All right, so let's see here, what we got.
Maybe August 8th, a month from now? Providing everything's not shut down again?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. But.
Well, I'm hoping not too. I think as we get closer to the fall, I think we may have another COVID outbreak. That's what they're saying.
All right, so you're thinking August 8th or August 15th? What do you think? Anybody got anything, any input on that?
If we had to cancel it, would we want it to do it on the 15th and then we on our board meeting on the 12th? If we had to cancel at least?
Yeah, we'd have a meeting.
You know, then. Mm-hmm.
Well, if we have to cancel, I would just cancel. We wouldn't need a board meeting to cancel. If the numbers become too high, and I listen to the county thing a lot, and I'm sure Rich can keep us posted if he thinks some. The governor will let us know if things are being taken away, that's for sure. So, we could tentatively plan it for the 15th.
15th?
Yeah.
Okay.
People high.
Everybody good with that?
I just want to go on record to say I am not in favor of having this event. Not to stop it, but you know, I'm definitely. I think just because we can do something doesn't necessarily mean we should. I think we should at least wait until September when we are closer to our cleanup day, which would, go with the pattern we usually have where we have cleanup day 1 week after the yard sale.
Okay.
We could go with October 10th, which is the weekend before the next cleanup day.
Is that a holiday weekend too?
Is that a holiday?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. So that's not going to be good. How about October 3rd, which is 2 weeks before the village cleanup day, but at least it's before village cleanup day.
And it'll give you more time to figure out whether or not stuff's going up or down.
You want to do that?
All right, so consensus time. First date out there is August 15th. Just show of hands who goes for that.
What's the alternative?
The alternative is October 3rd at this point.
I'd rather see it in the fall.
I'd rather see it
in the fall. Okay.
October. Okay. We'll reschedule the village garage sale. We'll reschedule for October the 3rd. We need a motion that stuff?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Not this one.
Okay. You guys are good with that, right? You all right? You up with that? I mean, chime in if you want.
I think October's great. I'd love to see it before.
Good with that? Okay. Sidewalk project. Okay, I've been talking with LaBurge on the sidewalk project. We're just about set. I have a meeting with him on Friday next week? No, this week, Friday. This Friday, I'm going to be meeting with him. And go over some changes that the planning board offered, and review the drawings, and then we'll have a better idea where we are. Yes.
I know I haven't been here in a long time, but could you just tell me the sidewalks that you're doing?
Okay, so the sidewalk project is upgrade sidewalks on John Street, new sidewalk. And actually some street work on Fairground Street and Conemaugh Street, and new water main and sidewalks on both sides of Chatham Street, and new drainage too.
Okay. Thank you.
So it's a pretty considerable project. So I'll have more, hopefully have more to report on that next month. Sorry. All right, surplus old mowers. We have some couple of old lawn mowers, a Cadet, and something else out there that we don't no longer use. So we want to. What's there a bid place
to
do them?
We could either put them on Auction International, or we could do accept sealed bids, which is what I'd rather do.
Okay.
We put it out there that the village is accepting sealed bids. I get the information from the guys about what the mowers are, the best of their knowledge.
I think there's a couple other pieces there too.
Huh?
I think there's a couple other pieces there they want to get rid of too.
And we could do it like that. And then next meeting, it doesn't even have to be the meeting. We could, the date the clerk says they're going to read them, we just read them. Just like we do a bid thing.
Mm-hmm.
So. Let's put it out for a couple weeks. I mean, I'm sure anybody that wants a mower doesn't want to wait till, you know, October to get it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, so. Yeah, that's fine.
They're used. They're not worth so much, but let's see what we can get.
So we need a motion. Do we need a motion to do this?
Yeah, we need a motion
stuff?
For the clerk to request sealed bids for the surplus equipment.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Are they going up for bid?
Yeah, we're going to take sealed bids. For the used mowers that we have.
I think there's two mowers out there. I think there's a little roller, and there was something else out there.
When
too.
Will that take place?
Well, that's what we're determining now.
When would the bids have to be in? I mean,
that's what we're doing right this minute. We're trying to think. So,
can I get a second on the motion?
Yeah, we have to take a motion.
Second motion.
Second by Julia.
Charlie.
All right, so we'll get a list of the equipment. So when do you want to get bids in? Today's the 8th.
All right, so I'll probably get it out in the paper by next week. So let's say by next
Give them
Wednesday.
2 weeks.
And then 2 weeks from there. So bids will be due the 29th of July. I'll put it in the paper by the 15th. It'll be due for the 29th. So July 15th, it'll go out, and it'll be due for July 29th, where I'll read it in the clerk's office. I'll open them.
You can look at that any time, or?
Huh?
When can you look at them?
On the 29th, I'm going to read them
all. No.
You can look at them over.
Oh, can you look at the equipment? Yeah, I would imagine the boys are going to have get them out so people can see them.
Oh, they're sitting outside anyway, ain't they?
No, they're in the garage.
Oh, I thought I see them sitting out back.
We have some other stuff we're going to put in the surplus, too.
We'll make a list of stuff.
We'll make a list, and then we'll have it.
The mower's in the roller, as far as I know, or in the garage.
Could we take pictures with a little description and put them on a website?
Sure. Yeah. I could do that.
And people can go to the website and see the pictures and the information about
them. Or Facebook.
Oh, that's right. You got the Facebook, too.
Yeah, we have Facebook. Yeah, I'll put them out on there, the newspaper. I mean, when you're going to do a surplus, you have to at least put it in the newspaper. So then we'll put all the advertising around by the 15th and due for the 29th. We'll say 10 a.m. reading. I'll open the bids.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to take bids on individual pieces or the whole lot?
The whole thing.
Individual pieces.
Yeah. Oh, each individual?
Yeah.
Right, because people aren't necessarily going to want to buy two mowers, they just want one.
Well, that's what I've been getting. People want it all.
Well, then they can bid on all of them.
All right,
individually.
So get more money, though.
All individual.
Of all the equipment, and we'll get that out so everybody knows what's being sold. Any other questions on the motion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Amend local law 120-52B, 56B to include fire pit regulations.
Yes.
Did somebody break that up? Or?
Well, this one is on here because last meeting we discussed it. A resident came in and complained about, you know, their neighbor doing it. Craig did send a friendly letter asking them to move it to the backyard. They did not, so.
Oh, I thought you told me they did.
They moved it for one day and then moved it back out front. And so I know you can't have public hearings yet, so that's kind of a moot subject, but we need to start looking at revising the local law 120-56B, which is our burn regulation thing, to include. It's just so vague. I mean, doesn't say you can, doesn't say you can't, and it certainly doesn't include you can not do them in the front yard. So right. We need to look into making that better, so
okay.
Residents can be not have smoke going in their houses from people's front lawns.
I'll take a look at it.
We thought they were going to listen, and they did for one weekend.
All right, because there's nothing we can do with it now anyway. We have to revise
it. We need to look at it for the future so
I'll take
we can amend that law.
All right, appoint Mark Greenberg, acting village justice.
Yes.
Evidently, he didn't fall under the group of people that just continued in their appointed positions until we actually have a annual meeting, which is normally when he gets reappointed. So I'm making an appointment of Mark Greenberg as the acting village justice. Need a second?
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. Questions?
No.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, audit bills number 25 through 54. Let me see here. First of all, open public comment. Anything?
Yeah, I got
one. John.
Did they get any complaints about brooming with the dust?
They're gonna. Well, no, I haven't heard any. But we're paving tomorrow, so that's the end of that.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else? Okay. Bills number 25 through number 54 in the amount of $15,948.11 in the general fund and $812.96 in the water fund and $3,721.17 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Okay, motion by Guy, second by Rich. Questions? Everybody seen them and signed them? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. We're adjourned. Thank you for coming tonight.